It happens suddenly, and the disco duck moves uncomfortably down the street, nervously eyeing his new white shoes. He feels something sliding down one of his legs, clinging to his pants, flowing over the rim of his socks, splattering the sidewalk. People stop and watch him go by, staring at his legs. His face reddens, a stench assails his nostrils, and he wishes he were dead. Other pedestrians begin to mutter disdainfully, finding it difficult to accept the sight of a grown man soiling his pants. Stray dogs sniff and avoid him. Children pinch their nostrils and laugh. He stops, squints his eyes, cringes nervously, like a hyperactive poodle. This would have never have happened to John Travolta. He doesn't know what to do, so he stands inert and steadily fills his lower half with the remains of past meals. Vienna sausage, beef pies, peanuts and cream corn, oozing like a mudslide, thick and warm on his skin. It kept on coming and no amount of willpower would stop it. He grunts and his anal muscles flutter loosely but audibly nonetheless. Then, like a disco beat, gas follows the solids and his mind is further numbed by his smelly blatancy. He retreats deeper into his inertness. Christ, he thinks, I can't go to the dance like this. Within the ghost of this realization, reality explodes, sharply reviving his sleeping brain. Turns bolting towards his home and slips on a substance coating the underside of his shoes. He has no sensation of falling, but he is briefly aware of his head slamming the pavement and the strobe-like pulse of his skull cracking.
Hi, this is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back. so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Baby, leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. Better took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. I know this world is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. I wonder what I'll find.
Keep your railway and your gun. Just leave anytime you choose. Tell me what you hope to find. I'll tell you what you've got to lose.
Down on a and it's short. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Hi, this is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you, oh Allison. My aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. I wonder what I'll find.
know what to do.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Right, so the big media story over the last 48 hours was Wednesday night's CNN town hall of the failed former president Donald Trump. On yesterday's show, we did an extensive review of what was said, the audience's role and reactions, laughing and cheering at the most depraved, anti-democratic and dishonest moments. Anchor Caitlin Collins's respectable attempt to do some fact checking up against the unfortunate reality that Trump mostly steamrolled right over her, had the crowd on his side for the lies, and that the environment in sum total didn't really conform to one where serious fact checking and pinning Trump down could happen, in part because of the crowd and because of the format and so many other things. So we then heard again on yesterday's show from people in the media, Joe Scarborough and others, members of the House and Senate. We heard from all sorts of different people about the town hall, and we heard from voters as well. And in a focus group that CNN did of Trump supporters, they were not more impressed or less impressed by Trump based on the town hall. It did nothing one way or the other to influence their opinion of Trump. And then the question becomes, well, what about independent voters? What about Democrats? What about non-Trump Republicans? And it's hard to imagine that they were overly thrilled by what took place. So now there's a media question. What happens with CNN after this insane town hall? We know that based on the new, relatively new leadership of CNN by Chris Licht, that there is a change of direction happening. That's already happened. The network has hired a number of former Republican officials and so on to be on the network. But Chris Licht did tell Kara Swisher during an interview back in November that CNN is not going to become the Trump news network. This was the current head of CNN, Chris Licht, speaking with Kara Swisher.
You ended up talking about him for 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to do that. We're going to be very clear and take everything on a case-by-case basis about what level of coverage it should be.
Mm-hmm. So meaning that it will not be quite hand-wavy.
We are not going to be a 24/7 Trump news network.
Okay. Is that what they are sticking to or is it not? And to be clear, Trump is a former president in the completely unprecedented situation where he is under criminal indictment, was recently found liable civilly for sexual assault and defamation, tried to hang on to power despite having lost, on and on and on, all these different things. So it makes sense that corporate media talks about the guy. It makes sense. But the question is, what is the sort of tone and tenor of that coverage? Is it sycophantic? Is it what exactly is it going to be? Now, just as interestingly, in the 48 hours since the Trump town hall, during which Chris Licht defended what CNN did, there has been some, I guess we could call it, light rebellion coming from within within CNN. There's an interesting article on Semaphore. America was served very well by what we did last night. CNN chairman defends town hall, but there are others who are quoted here. The view from CNN staff is that it may not be particularly the best thing. And they point out that they don't love the fact that the audience was filled with Trump supporters. CNN senior media reporter Oliver Darcy wrote, It's hard to see how America was served by the spectacle of lies that aired on CNN Wednesday evening. And Licht said, I absolutely unequivocally believe America was served well. So there's a couple different questions here. Question one is, what actually happens on CNN as far as Trump coverage goes? Does it become friendlier than maybe what we saw in 2016, in 2020? I don't know. That's certainly one question. The other aspect to this is, what about disaffected Fox News viewers? Because that's part of the timing of this entire thing. Trump has